couple of weeks ago, we were visited by the Year 2s from Brindish Manor. Have we got any Brindish Manor Year 2s here this morning? You were there. You're absolutely right. They came to visit church to join in a lesson all about the nativity story. And at the end of the lesson, we asked the children if they had any questions that they'd like to ask. And one of the girls asked the question, why was Jesus born in a stable? Now, it's part of the story that we take for granted, and actually I thought it's a really good question. Why was Jesus born in such an unlikely place? Maybe the party planners in our drama had a point. Jesus is the Son of God. Surely the Son of God deserved something big, something bold, something sparkly. Surely the Son of God should have been born in a palace, greeted by the most important people. Not that I'd wish the Kardashians on a newborn baby. Perhaps that the Son of God should have been put to sleep in the best bed that money could buy. But he wasn't. Good multitasking, Sarah. So it takes us back to that question. Why was Jesus born in that stable, in that unlikely place? Well, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to visit Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, we visited the Church of the Nativity, which is built over the cave where Jesus is said to have been born. Now, it is a really very strange place. I would actually describe it as almost gaudy because it has Christmas decorations up all year round. And as you go down into the cave where Jesus is meant to have been born, there are these big baubles hanging from the ceiling. And then when you enter the actual cave, there is a silver star set into the middle of a marble floor. Now, if I'm honest, when I went into that church, I was feeling pretty cynical about it because it felt to me like a sort of pilgrim's tourist trap. And yet, as I walked down the stairs into this cave, and as I saw that silver star set into the floor, I found myself unexpectedly overwhelmed with emotion. And those who know me will know me well will say, well, no, she is quite cynical, actually. So it's not something that I was expecting. But there was something about seeing the star on the floor that made it all so very real. It reminded me that Jesus was born in the way that every baby is born, that there was pain. There was mess, there was fear, and there was joy. And so I noticed that all of the other pilgrims who had gone down ahead of me had done something when they got to the star. They had got onto their hands and knees, and they got onto the floor, and they kissed the silver star. Again, that's not something I would do, because I'm terribly English and repressed and not very demonstrative. But actually, I felt so moved that I did what they did. I kissed the star. I kissed the place where heaven touched earth, because that star reminded me that Jesus didn't just share in the mess and the pain of birth, that he came to share in the mess and the pain and the joy of the whole of life and of death as well. Jesus is no ordinary baby. He did deserve something big, bold, and sparkly, and yet he made himself ordinary to be like us, so he could be born just in the way that we were born. But why does he want to share in our lives? Why does he want to share in the joy and the pain? Well, a few years ago, my father-in-law brought my mother-in-law for Christmas an unusual Christmas present. He had a star named after her, courtesy of the International Star Registry. So if you're stuck for presents this year, if you're buying for the people who have everything, then why not name a star after them? So somewhere out there amongst the 100 billion stars that we know of, there is one called Julie Shepherd, which is the name of my mother-in-law. Now, it's a bit of a gimmick, of course, she says, demonstrating her cynical side again. But people do it as a way of trying to show how much someone else matters. It's a way of saying, in the vastness of the whole universe, you stand out, your life matters. Now, in the Old Testament, God describes his people as being as numerous as the stars in the sky. And elsewhere in the Old Testament, it says, the Lord determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. It's as if God is saying, you are like a star in the sky, and I have named that star after you, because you stand out in the vastness of the universe. It's God's way of saying, we are precious to him. Our lives matter to him. So it's no accident for me that Jesus was born in a stable or a cave or whatever it was. It was certainly somewhere that was unlikely and unsuitable. Because the point was, that was the moment when heaven touched earth. Jesus, who was no ordinary baby, made himself ordinary. And he did it because he wanted us to know that we are special to God. In the vastness of the universe, he knows each one of you, each one of us, by name, and our lives matter. And that's why he sent Jesus, because we matter to him. We have infinite value. Amen.